makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Since I do a lot of site-specific work, I've developed this process where I source local, surplus materials, available resources. And the first time that I was ever in Australia was under this Ateneo Art Awards residency grant in partnership with La Trobe. And that was in the Victoria region. And my host took me to all sorts of recycling centers because of, budget constraints. And that kind of developed into a full-blown practice of responding to available resources, which makes it easier, which makes it more efficient, and it also demands a kind of efficiency from myself, to just solve design and artistic solutions on the spot by trying to utilize effectively the available resources.
I'm just trying to visualize how your work would translate specifically to the Blacktown Art Center.
Mm-hmm. So for this particular work, they got me all sorts of strap materials like these blue plastic strapping for cargo, and they were telling me about how the garden, they planted all these like different kind of weaving plants. They call it the weaving garden, and and the plants that they've planted at the back are traditionally used by the original peoples of Australia as weaving materials, and those were the elements that I kind of worked with. So the strappings fit in perfectly because we have our own traditional weaving techniques. Specifically what I'm going to use is the palaspas tradition. It's like these palm leaves that people weave into pouches to cook rice in, and they're called puso, which means heart. In the Cebuano region, in the Cebu region, the Visayas region, they actually make like cooked rice portable by weaving like these small heart-shaped baskets and putting uncooked rice and then boiling, large numbers of puso in a big pot, and then they sell them with, in the streets and in canteens and all that. And Palm Sunday, which is very Filipino Catholic, we've adopted this tradition of weaving young coconut leaves and weave them into crucifixes, and whatever intricate, elaborate, decorative, ritual objects for Palm Sunday. So that's what I'm going to do with the plastic straps, because I don't have access to the palm material, which is, I think, is perfect. This intersection of industry and economics and these traditions where I'm from.
How do you see your work alongside the other other work that's currently shown here at the Art Center?
It's not much of a stretch, actually. I mean, all of our intentions kind of align. Like Alwyn's Hopping Spirit House is related to this idea of community and how the community manifests itself through these rituals, like the Bayanihan concept and these fiestas. Yeah, so it's all pretty much, it was so easily kind of, it just easily fused together, these concepts.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.